The strikes of the armed forces of Ukraine on Antonivka and Kakhovka bridges, as well as explosions at the military airfield in Novofedorovka in Crimea, made the Russian military panic. They are in a hurry to take their families back to Russia. In particular, huge queues to leave the peninsula are observed in Crimea. According to Yaroslav Yanishevich, head of the Kherson Regional Military Administration, yesterday the Antonivka bridge was surrounded on both sides, local residents were not allowed to come close. Russian military families who lived in Kherson also started to leave massively. As a reminder, the Ukrainian military again struck the Antonivka bridge and the Kakhovka HPP bridge on the 8th of August. Both bridges link the left and the right banks of the Dnipro River in the temporarily occupied Kherson region. On the 9th of August, explosions rang out at a military airfield in Novofedorovka in Crimea, temporarily occupied by Russia. Planes that attacked southern Ukraine with missiles used to take off from this airfield. So-called head of Crimea, Sergei Oksonov, reported that one person had been killed and six more were injured. Meanwhile, a high, yellow, level of terrorist danger was declared in Crimea. Ukraine has not confirmed its involvement in the explosions. Mykhailo Podolyak, the advisor to the head of the office of the president of Ukraine, stated that Kyiv had nothing to do with explosions at Novofedorovka airfield but did not rule out that guerrillas had been involved. Photo credit. Ihor Smilyansky. Natalia Toleb.